Hello and welcome to Small Business Stories, a podcast brought to you by Purely Personal Marketing. My name is Robin and I'll be bringing you inspiring and insightful real life stories from real life business owners around the globe. And we'll be sharing our top tips and our own personal experiences in business with you all. Send us your questions on our social media. Look for Purely Personal Marketing. Don't forget to subscribe and to download this podcast. And you will have my eternal gratitude. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome back to Small Business Stories. It's your girl Robin. Hope you are well. As always, genuinely hope you're all right wherever you are, whatever is going on in your world. We're living in crazy times. Pandemic is still going on. And I don't know where you all are in the world. I know that I've got listeners over in India, over in America. I know I've got listeners down in Argentina. We've got you everywhere. It's amazing that you tune in. Thank you very much. But whatever is going on in your world, I hope that you're all right and that business is thriving. I'm going to come on and talk to you today about hashtags. Hashtags aren't a dark science, guys. They're not like a magic spell or anything like that. But I feel like they feel like they are. And, you know, even me, as someone that works in marketing, in social media marketing, you know, it can get really, really overwhelming with all the information that you are going to hear. And if you hang out online, if you actually hang out on social media platforms and you follow a lot of social media experts or social media people, agencies, whatever, they're all going to give you slightly different advice. And that might be because of whatever works for them. So just remember to take everything that you read and that you learn online with a pinch of salt, because what works for one won't always work for everybody else. There isn't always just a one formula. But we are going to talk about hashtags today, because I know people talk about hashtags a lot. And what I've got to share is what I know to work. So hopefully it works for you. If it doesn't, don't come and find me with a pickaxe, please. I'm just sharing my knowledge and, you know, sharing with you what I know works for me and for the clients that we look after and when we look after the social media account. Now, I'm mainly going to be talking about Instagram here. So this is Instagram is more prominent for hashtags, or hashtags are mostly used on Instagram. They are used on Facebook as well. Facebook are making them worth using. They are also used on LinkedIn. However, just remember that LinkedIn have said themselves that they'll only take note of the first three hashtags. So if you're going to put like 10 hashtags in, they're only really going to, you know, place you on those hashtags on the first three. So I guess the first thing to cover, if you don't know, what is a hashtag? Hashtags have grown so much. When I think about what only feels like yesterday, but was probably like 5 years ago, I remember a radio presenter going, saying like, and what is a hashtag? I remember listening to the radio and thinking, yeah, like how did the hashtag actually come about? It's mad to think how much it's grown in such short time, and how businesses now, if they're marketing themselves on social media, they kind of rely on it as a way to get their content found. So a hashtag is a hashtag symbol followed by a phrase or a word. So you do the hashtag symbol and then you would say happy business or life, mum life or something like that. So you don't put any spaces between the hashtags. And what that does is that is then going to put, and it doesn't, annoyingly, it doesn't do it with every single piece of content, by the way. So just bear that in mind. If you use this hashtag and then you find that your post isn't going up onto these hashtag feeds, don't worry, it's normal. What normally happens, or what happens in a lot of scenarios, is those hashtags will then put you in front of more people, because people will go onto the search bar of Instagram and they'll do hashtag hair extensions, hashtag holidays in Bali. And if you have used hashtag extensions, hashtags holiday in Bali on your post, then it's likely, like 85% likely, that that post, your post, is going to be up on that hashtag feed. Yeah. So that means that you've got an opportunity to be found by people that aren't even following you right now, are not even in your audience. They don't even know about you, but they might like that post. And so they will, they're likely to go over and follow you and then start engaging with your content, then get warm to your brand, then start purchasing from you. And it really is a process. So don't expect quick wins overnight. It takes time, unless, I really mean this, unless you've got a lot of money to throw at it. But otherwise, you're in for a slow race, but you get there, you cross that finish line. So that's ultimately what a hashtag does. And on Instagram, on a post, you can use up to 30 hashtags. You can use up to 30 on a reel as well. You can use up to 10 on a story. Okay. So in summary, that's what a hashtag is. Now, there is a tendency to use really, really large hashtags. Now, what do I mean by a large hashtag? A large hashtag will be a hashtag that has already got millions or hundreds of thousands and millions of posts already on that. So what that means for you is if you're going to use that hashtag, let's say, for example, use a hashtag smile, something that's really generic, smile, hashtag love, hashtag self-care, that's likely to already have millions of hashtags within posts, so millions of posts. What does that mean for you? Well, that means that your post is likely to be right down the very, very bottom of that hashtag feed. So it might not be worth you using that hashtag. So that's what's regarded as a large hashtag. A small hashtag would be something like hashtag life as a business owner instead of business owner life. Yeah. So even though life as a business owner might be a smaller hashtag, it might only have 5,000 people or 5,000 other posts. You know, I think that's not very popular. I'm not going to use that one, but you should, because you've only got 5,000 other posts to compete with versus 5 million. So you've got way more chance of your content being found. So tip number one is to use smaller hashtags. Anywhere between 1,000 to 300,000 is a great place to go. Really, the smaller the better. You've got more chance of being found by your ideal customer, by someone that's going to be interested in your service or in your product. Now, tip number two is that just remember, there is no magic number for hashtags. Yes, you can use up to 30. Yes, you know, kind of logic dictates that if you use all 30, then you've got 30 chances of being found. But that isn't always the case. There really isn't a magic number of hashtags. So don't go put, you know, just like we're saying content, don't go putting content out for content's sake. Same with hashtags. Don't use hashtag for hashtag's sake. Don't just put in generic, any old hashtag because you feel like you need to put 30 in there. Otherwise your content won't be found. That isn't true. You're even better off sticking with 10 really strong hashtags that you know you consistently get followers from, you consistently get likes, you consistently get engagement from. You're better off using smaller hashtags and you're better off using a smaller volume of hashtags as well. So there really isn't a magic number of hashtags. So just bear that in mind as well. If you want to use all 30 and you find that 30 works, then amazing, fantastic. But don't forget, you can go into the insights and you can click on a post on Instagram. And of course, this needs to be on your account. You can't go into somebody else's and see it. So you go onto a post on your Instagram feed, you click on it, you click on insights and you scroll down and then it will say how many people have found you from your hashtags. Now that's really useful because then you know what hashtags you need to use more of. I think Instagram are actually playing around with this at the moment to make it even more so that I think what they're playing around with, and we haven't had word of this is definitely happening, but from little insider knowledge that I have, you know, I'm connected like that. You know, what they're playing around with is telling you which hashtags got your posts seen the most. So I'm really hoping that they bring this out because it would mean that within whenever you're posting, you've got a much clearer understanding of what hashtags to use. Winner. Okay. Next tip is to not use all of the same hashtags every time. Now, this is like two tips in one. Okay. So the first part of this tip is, don't use all of the same hashtags in every single post because you're not going to be reaching a new audience. You're only going to be going onto the same feed every single time, aren't you? So if you're using 30 of the exact same hashtags, you are going to only be showing up on those hashtag feeds and not anywhere else. And also what you're posting might not even be relevant to the hashtags that you're using. You might just be, again, hashtagging for hashtag's sake. Ain't no one want that. So two parts to this. Tip number one is don't use all of the same hashtags for every single post. Tip number two within that is use some of the same hashtags if they are relevant. So for example, I will use the same hashtags and it might only be between 5 to 8, let's say, maybe even 10 tops. So I will use something like social media manager, social media agency, supporting small businesses with social media, business owner mindset, those kind of things. So those things that are relevant to my business. Yeah. So the only hashtags that I will continue to recycle are the ones which are relevant to my actual business that are going to get me seen if someone is looking for a social media manager, a social media agency. And then what I do is I then build around that. So then the other 10 or the other 20, whichever volume or hashtag amount I choose to use, that will be more specific. So that will be keeping in mind, who am I trying to reach with this post? Who am I actually trying to target? And that might be e-com businesses. That might be people that, you know, sell their products through a website. So then I would put maybe 5 hashtags in there, which are specifically targeting at that. So I have to then think, what do those people use to get their content seen? Because that means that when they go on to check on those hashtags, they're going to see my post. I know I might be confusing things. So I apologize if you know, if this does take a little while to get your head around. I appreciate that. So if you get stuck, by all means, DM me and say, I listened to the podcast about hashtags. Break it down for me again, and I will. So I will use 5 hashtags. Excuse me. I will use 5 hashtags which are targeted at the kind of person that I want to see that content. So if that's e-com businesses, I might use something like e-com businesses, selling products online. What else? Indie business owner, you know, it might be something around that. And then like I might use another 5, which again would be targeting the kind of people that I want to reach. And the way you do this, by the way, is, and how we do it is we'll go on to the search feature on Instagram. We'll put in a hashtag and then we'll type out the hashtag and then we'll see what pops up. And that's how you start to do research. But maybe that's for a whole other podcast. I don't want to confuse you guys or confuse with too much. Sorry, I don't mean sound patronizing. I'm not confusing you, or I might be. I don't know. I can't see you. I'm just talking into a mic. So apologies if I've patronized anyone, but this can be a little bit confusing. So if you get stuck, just DM me, purely personal marketing, and I'll break it down for you again. So when you put your hashtags together, don't use all of the same ones, but use some of the same ones if it's relevant to your business and your service, and then build around that and do some hashtag research. So see what hashtags are being used by the people that you want to reach. And then the next tip is to just remember to make sure those hashtags are relevant to the actual post. So if you're posting, if your picture and then your copy within your post is about business mindset, you wouldn't then put hashtags about coffee, you know, because all you'd be doing is, first of all, you wouldn't get anywhere because there will be millions and millions of hashtags about coffee. So that wouldn't work regardless. But you want to make sure that your hashtags are actually about your post. So if they are about business mindset, then you would use hashtags that are relevant to that post. Okay. And then that means that the people that are likely to engage with that content, that post, are going to be people that might be hashtagging and searching for business mindset, entrepreneur mindset, you know, those kind of things. And then another thing, just kind of really coming off and coming away from hashtags, is just remember that content is key. So you can put all the best hashtags in the world in there, the ones that work. If your content is flat, your content's flat. So you need to work on your content. So content is always the most important thing. I know that strategy is important. I know that hashtags do have a role to play in getting your content found, your business found, but content is so important. If you're just creating content for the sake of it and you're just posting for the sake of it, then you're not telling your story. You're not telling people why they should buy from you. You're not telling people why they should work with you. You're not sharing your insight, your opinion. You're not sharing your values, your brand ethics. You're just posting. And when it comes to that, what you want to think about is, why am I posting this? What is the point of it? And then what do I need to say in order to make this relevant, to reach the kind of people that I want and for it to be relevant? So content is really, really important. And it might mean that you need to totally re-strategize your content and actually step away from posting for a little while. Because I'm actually in the process of doing this now. At the time of recording, it's March. And so I'm actually in the process of doing this now, where I've stepped away completely from posting and marketing anything about my business. And I'm literally just figuring out, what do I actually want? Who do I want to reach? What do I want from my content? So when you start to do that, you step back, it really, really helps you get more focused and knuckle down what you want to post. And since doing that, it's really, really helped me. So think about, why are you posting it? What is the point of it? And then, is it relevant? And then post that. So you can use all the best hashtags in the world, but if your content is flat and people don't want to engage with that content, they don't want to engage with it. So this is also why content is so important. So let's just run through those tips again. Use smaller hashtags between 1,000 to 300,000 thereabouts. Use some of the same hashtags, but mix it up. But definitely don't use all of the same hashtags in every single one. Remember that there actually really isn't any real magic number. You've got 30 opportunities on a post to get your content found. However, if you find that you get amazing results and loads of engagement on 10 or on 5, excellent. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And make sure that your hashtags are relevant to your post. But just remember, out of everything, content is king and queen. And by content, I mean pictures, your posts, you know, like what you're actually posting. So that is your content. Now, I'm going to do some more around content soon. So stay tuned. I hope you found this one useful. Let me know, give us a rating, give us a little review, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Go and follow us, purelypersonalmarketing.co.uk. If you follow us, we'll of course follow you back. And if you've got any questions that you want me to ask my guests, about business, anything like that, just let us know. Slide on into the DMs or send us an email. hello@purelypersonalmarketing.co.uk. Right, I'm going to leave you to it. I hope that's helped. Remember, one more time, use smaller hashtags. Use some of the same hashtags, not the same ones every single time. There is no magic number. Make sure that they are relevant to the post. And just remember that regardless of how you use your hashtags, content is, and I think forever will be, key. Take care. Look after yourself. Bye-bye.